own room, and you can put the TV on or some music and so forth. And now Annie Golden always did Halloween with me, and when we were in Seattle, and would greet the kids at the door and love them in their costumes. But I'm a behavior therapist and trainer. I taught her to be friendly and love kids and all that sort of stuff, and she was real comfortable with costumes. Make sure your dog knows what's going on, because anything new or different can be scary. And dogs that are normally friendly might freak out a little bit with all the costumes and all that hoopla, so you may want to keep them out of the frenzy. Oh, what is that? Is that Alfred Hitchcock?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, well, at least CRS hasn't set in yet. And, well, at least not right at the moment. Oh. I think the last scary movie I ever saw. I don't watch them.
I'm not a scary movie guy either.
Last one I saw was in junior high, and it was Psycho.
Oh, well.
And did I tell you that the reason that scared me to death.
Yeah.
And then that summer, my mom and my brother and I drove back east to visit family, and my dad flew out later to meet us. But the first day, we drove all the way from Seattle to Butte, Montana. And when we got into the town of Butte, Montana, of course, you know, I was a young teenager, so all I cared about was, you know, curling my hair and doing that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. And it was hot. It was in the summer. It was hot. It was sweaty. It was awful. So we pulled into Butte, and there was a little park next to where we were going to, the hotel we were going to book into. So we dropped my brother off to blow off some steam. He's 3 years younger than me, and, you know, he'd been sitting in the car, and so we couldn't stand him. So we left him at the park to play, and then we went and checked in at the motel. We got into the motel room, and I had to take a shower because it was so hot and stinky and all of that. So then all of a sudden, the clouds rolled in, a thunderstorm started. And the rain started, the lightning and all this. And my mom said, oh, I can't leave my brother over at the park in the thunderstorm all by himself. So she had to leave to go get my brother. Well, by that time, I'm in the shower in a motel in a thunder and lightning storm, young teenager having just seen Psycho. And I'll tell you what, I was scared out of my wits, and I was sure at any moment someone was going to open that shower screen, you know, the shower curtain, and stab me or chainsaw me to death. Last scary movie I ever watched. Never watching. So there you go. That's my Halloween story. So anyway, be careful. Chocolate is toxic for dogs and cats. Do not let them eat it. They'll make sure that you don't leave the Halloween candy on the tables where the animals can get to it. Be sure you supervise. If your kids come home with lots of candy, don't let them leave them in bags and stash them under their beds or something where your dog or your cat can get to them. Watch the costumes for the animals unless you know your animals really enjoy it. Animals should always be supervised in costumes, and know a last excuse me, God bless me, no elastic, no rubber bands or anything around them, because that can cut into skin really dangerous. So keep your animal friends safe and have a happy Halloween. Oh, and do not leave them in the yard, because they can be harassed by, you know, teenagers that don't know what they're doing. And make sure if you have black cats, do not let them outside, but keep them in just to keep them safe. So there you go. Let's, we're going to time out here. We're going to do our fall into winter tip. Keep your animal friends safe during the cold weather. And then we will be back with horses. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM 98.9, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Hi.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk with Animal World's fall and winter tips for you and your animal friends. With the obvious change in our weather, getting colder and wetter, there are several things that pop into my mind that are important for you to think about related to your animal companions. The first is house training. There can be related problems at this time of year with both dogs and cats. Let's start with dogs. Many do not like to go outside in the rain or when it's cold. And do you really blame them? We don't like it much either. The biggest problem is usually the small breeds, younger pups and older dogs, particularly the spoiled and lazy models. But weather-sensitive dogs can be any breed, small or large, and they can even be created by their owners. Remember, dogs are monkey-see-monkey-doers, and they tend to copy our behavior. So if you're raising and educating a puppy in the house training department, most of you probably don't mind going outside with the pup to supervise and praise the good behavior when the weather is nice. But when the weather's bad, most of you are either very unhappy during the outing, or you don't go out at all and make the dog go out all by himself. Herein lies the problem. Dogs pick up and sense even subtle feelings from their people, and they may begin to associate going out in the rain or cold with bad feelings and not want to do it. If you make them go alone, they may not go all the way out in the yard. They'll hold it to deposit indoors when they come back inside. So think about this. When the weather is good, you go out with the dog, feeling happy and saying something like, "Oh boy, outside, let's go outside," and then go potty. "Good go potty, good go potty." This is great, and the dog or pup learns to like going outside. But if the weather's bad and you have an attitude change, get grumpy, and on the way outside grumble something like, "Oh, yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I don't want to go outside, I hate this, come on, bozo, outside, go potty." Even if you're only thinking this, pretty soon, when the weather is bad, your dog will be thinking, "Yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I hate this, I don't want to go outside." And you will have created the problem. Now, this is easy to avoid. Keep this in mind when raising puppies or working with sensitive dogs. You can convince most dogs of anything if you have the right sales pitch. So the yuckier the weather is, the jollier you must be. "Oh boy, bozo, it's raining. Oh boy, let's go outside. Oh boy, oh boy." And act like you're going to the party of the year. You can even add a tasty little food reward. It must be given on the spot outside. This can make it even more positive. With medium to large breeds, this is usually only necessary during the house training process. Once the dogs get it, it sticks. But with small breeds and sensitive models, you may need to do a refresher course of outside and jollies in bad weather, and during the fall as the weather changes, to avoid a relapse in house training manners. Elderly and or invalid dogs may require this on a consistent basis. With all dogs, I think it just makes sense to have a wonderful dry-off and warm-up ritual after outings in the rain. Give them something to look forward to. And for seriously rain-sensitive dogs, they make doggy raincoats. Some even come with built-in hoods or umbrellas. Make a canine fashion statement in your neighborhood. And remember to tell your dog friend how fabulous they look. Now, let's talk about cats. They can be weather-sensitive also. Indoor-only models, not a problem. But indoor-outdoor models can have a problem, especially if you're used to a cat that always goes to the bathroom outside. The time may come when the weather is just too bad for them to be willing to go outside. So just in case, maintain an indoor cat box for emergencies. Also, cats that go through cat doors to boxes in garages or basements may not want to use them if it's too cold. Lastly, keep in mind that if your cat friend is older or has developed physical problems, they may feel too vulnerable to go outside, and an indoor cat box may be necessary. Next on my list is a reminder. If you are going to winterize your own car, please remember that antifreeze is extremely toxic and deadly for our animal friends, and it is also extremely attractive to them because it tastes very sweet. So be very careful with it, or better yet, use the non-toxic safe antifreeze. Another general tip, as the weather gets colder, if your animals spend extended periods of time outdoors, make sure they have dry and reasonably warm shelter and fresh, clean water, especially when temperatures drop below freezing. And dogs need regular exercise, even when it's cold or wet. Heck, so do we. So keep it up. Another interesting fact about this time of year is that all bodies, animals as well as humans, need more balanced omega fatty acids during cold weather to maintain good skin and hair coats. The easiest way to be sure your animal friends are getting enough is to add the Missing Link supplement by Designing Health to their food. The need for increased omega-3 and 6 oils in their diet increases even more as we turn the heat on in our houses because this can dry out their hair and skin. So avoid winter skin and coat problems with the Missing Link. Now, the last thing on my list is one of the most important. Fleas. Even if your animals have been flea-free this summer, it's still important to pay attention now. As the weather gets colder, so do the fleas. Once the outdoor temperature drops consistently below 50 degrees, they cannot survive, so they'll be looking for a ride indoors. You'll need to prepare so they don't infest your home. If you have a problem with fleas this year and you want to get rid of them, now is the time to get serious. In either case, what you need to do is pretty simple. The best way to prevent an infestation from getting started or to eliminate an ongoing one is a safe, natural product called Fleego. Fleego is a powder that you sprinkle into the carpets and animals' bedding. It dehydrates fleas and their larvae, and it really worked. It's what I use to nip fleas in the bud in my environment. You can pick it up at almost any pet store, and fleas or not, keep Fleego on hand just in case, like I do. Now, if you've got a current flea problem, once the Fleego is down, bathe and or spray your dogs and cats. You can get safe, natural sprays these days, then flea comb regularly until you're sure they are gone. And keep listening to Animal World, because next spring I'll tell you what to do so you don't have a flea problem next year. Well, that takes care of my list for now, but stay tuned because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And I'm delighted to tell you, before we get to our Back to Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friend Sunday, that Gary has, in fact, heard from home. And Mary has made it out of the house with Finley and Baker, which you can imagine, two kids under five, that is a feat of its in its own, all of its own. And so they should be arriving in time to spend the last half hour of the show with me, because I didn't, in our rotating shelter segment where we generally have new or different shelters or rescues in, I didn't book anything today because we're going to celebrate Gary. And we figured maybe we'll just turn the show over to the kids and have some fun. So anyway, we're going to be talking to Gary and his family after the bottom of the hour. And right now, it's time to go to the horses. So All Breed Equine Rescue in Marysville. We've got Suzette on the line as usual. Good morning, Suzette.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
Really good. Not raining. I'm really happy.
Well, we started out really dark and gray this morning.
Yes. Still gray and pretty dark, but no rain, which is great because then we don't get the mud.
Oh, that's good. It was rainy at my place in Monroe, and it was raining all the way down here. The skies lightened up a bit. I wasn't sure if Seattle was still there or not, but now that I'm looking over my shoulder, the clouds are just starting to lift.
Yeah.
And I can see the bottom half of the buildings in Seattle, but no Olympics or anything.
Yeah, I remember when I had an indoor job in a grocery store here, the weather didn't really matter, didn't make a difference because it was always comfortable inside. But now that I'm out here with the horses 5 days a week, it's it matters.
Yeah.
Because the horses don't get to go out if it's raining too hard, and they get bored being in their stalls, and it's hard to clean them with them in there. But the mud gets so bad. But hopefully this year, now we've got some stalls fixed up, or rebuilt actually, about half our stalls rebuilt.
Oh, that's
hopefully
good.
The stalls themselves won't be bad, so that would be a huge relief.
Well, that's great. Wintertime, I'm reminiscing in my mind here of all the years that I had horses, and I for the first 10 years of my horse's life, he was boarded. So he was
nice.
In various places, and so I had to, and I took care of, environments, horse environments in different places. But then he was with me at my place by Bridle Trails State Park, and that was, I had a small barn and stall and a small paddock. But I'll tell you, we were in the trees, and it was a natural spring area, and
oh my gosh,
the mud was horrible. So I can totally relate
to
what you're saying about the mud. But then just taking care of the stalls was a pain, too, because every time the horses go in, they're wet.
Yeah.
And it just, wintertime is just a whole lot harder
with
horses.
Every night that it freezes or that it's threatening to freeze, we have to bring all the hoses in. There's three really long hoses, and so we have to cart those in and hook them back up the next morning before we can do waters. And we have to beat the ice buckets with mallets and hammers to sometimes twice a day to get rid of the ice. And it's a lot more labor intensive.
Yeah, I remember. And then when I moved out to my farm in Monroe, I totally, trying to keep the water from freezing.
Yeah.
And then of course the water trough for the horses, I would put in what I'd call the cooker. One of those electric things that floats in the water that keeps the water from freezing.
Yeah.
And of course then that had to be plugged in.
Right.
And if power went out, we were in trouble.
Yeah.
I can remember a few. So you don't have power? You can't put cookers in your water troughs?
Uh-uh. No, we don't have power to our outdoor stalls.
Oh, that's not good. And I do remember, though, the water in the stalls would freeze in the buckets. So you're right.
Yeah.
And I can remember a few winters where I just couldn't keep the water from freezing up.
Uh-huh.
And, I had to haul buckets of water from the house out to the barn. And that was like walking a football field with water buckets.
Oh, my gosh. That's
so now, do you guys get into that situation, too? Do you have to haul buckets of water from some place to another?
Yeah, sometimes the pipes freeze. Last winter and all the winters before, the pipes would freeze. So we would have to haul it from the main barn or from the main barn bathroom, because that was the only – actually, the main barn even froze up, but the bathroom – kept the heater on, so that water was available, and we would have to haul. Hopefully, this year they put in frost-free standpipes, and we're hoping that that's going to save us that. But I have my doubts, just from past experience,
Yeah, and then sometimes you can wrap the pipes with the electrical wire stuff.
You gotta have to be able to plug it in.
Yeah. Boy, so yep. I can sure relate to the extra traumas in the wintertime. But every year you make some improvements, so hopefully it gets a little better.
Definitely. Yeah, we're looking forward. I mean, all the stalls which should be staying dry that are outdoors now and that have horses in them, they're raised up off the ground with rock and sand and dirt and mats and shavings on top of that. So,
oh, that's excellent.
So they're raised up probably at least 5-6 inches.
Oh, that's super. So, now, for anybody who hasn't heard you before, and, of course, there have been a lot of changes and improvements and stuff going on with the rescue out there. So why don't you give us a lowdown on what All Breed Equine Rescue is all about these days?
Well, we take in starving and neglected and abandoned horses, and we try to rehome them, which is lived in former past. It used to be a sanctuary, and now we adopt out, which is wonderful because the horses get families. They get other horses to be with. They get one-on-one attention with the same people day after day after day, which is much better for them. It feels more like a home, and they get used. And we have a couple horses on loan for our riding lesson program. So we're able to offer Western and English riding lessons.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and our instructor is taking classes now to become certified, which will lend her more expertise, which is really great. But she's really good. She's really good right now. But she just wants to get those credits behind her so that she can advertise as being certified.
Well, that's excellent. And am I correct in remembering that you'll do riding lessons for children as well as adults?
Oh, absolutely.
So anybody can come learn to ride.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, anybody. Yeah. And the volunteers get a discount. Their riding lessons are $20 if they're volunteers. And if they're not volunteers, they're $50. They're good lessons.
Well, that's a substantial discount then. A good reason to volunteer.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a minimum requirement as far as volunteers go?
Minimum requirement?
Yeah, like
you mean
so many hours a week, or?
I believe it's 18, but we are a little bit flexible on that, depending on the person's availability. I mean, if they're not available, they can't do that much. But it depends on their longevity and their availability.
All right. And so obviously volunteers can be the heart of most rescue organizations. And
they are the heart. We have no paid staff, so we are completely dependent on volunteers and love every one of them.
And so what do you need volunteers to do? What do volunteers do at Allbreed Equine
Volunteers
Rescue?
Come in the first main course of business every day is getting the stalls done. We have 12 horses now, so it's not a huge burden, but when you split it up between three or four people, it's not that much. And then there's the sweeping of the barn and raking up the hay that's been dropped along the way when we're feeding, and cleaning out the pastures of poop, and grooming the horses. That usually comes last, but it is an essential part because it's when people find things that are wrong with the horses, by going over them, grooming them, and checking their feet to find whether they have thrush or not, or a new bump that they didn't have before. They've been kicked somewhere, or injuries or scrapes, or bites from other horses. So it really is an essential part of taking care of the rescue, is taking care of the horses themselves.
And, of course, I think that's the fun part that the volunteers look forward to. You know, we clean the stalls and sweep the barns and do all that in order to get your hands on the horses and be able to brush them and groom them and love them and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So right now their coats are so long and thick, it's really fun. When I'm leading a horse out, or when I lead the ponies out to the pasture in the morning, I always put my arm around their neck and just let my hands run through their fur because it's their hair, because it's luxurious. It's really nice this time of year.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Now, I wanted to ask about, you know, the lessons. Are you able to do lessons throughout the year, or is that mostly a summertime deal?
Well, more in the summertime because the weather is a factor. We don't have a covered arena yet. But we're doing a lesson today.
So kind of weather dependent, huh?
Yeah, and even if it's just slightly sprinkling, we'll still do a lesson.
Yeah. Well, that's fabulous. And what do people have to do to sign up to get lessons?
They need to call first and talk to Dale. And then we have a writing release form for liability. It's actually a photo and writing release form. It's on the volunteer sheet. But if we want to use if we take your picture and we want to use it for advertising, it's a release for that as well as the liability release.
Gotcha.
So they talk to Dale, and then she will give the person the instructor's phone number, and they'll communicate as far as which days and what time.
And Dale, what do we call her? The director or?
Director, president, founder.
Director, president, in charge woman.
Yes. She's the go-to girl.
Yeah, the woman that makes stuff happen.
That's right.
And Yeah, and she really is. Boy, she has made some phenomenal changes, and it really saved the rescue.
She did save the rescue. Yeah, we were floundering.
And it really seems to just be getting better and better. And I love the idea now that you make an effort to rehome the horses.
Yeah.
And that means that you can just rescue more that way.
Exactly. We have more room.
Now, what's on your wish list or need list or want list this month? What can we do to help?
Well, we could use money on our feed bill, which would be really super. It's at Snohomish Co-op. I believe the number's on your computer on the website.
So I think we have that in the current events, and I know that we just updated all your contact information and website information on the shelter pages.
Cool.
Because that was way out of date. But Dale had somebody send me the correct information, so we got that all updated.
Oh, excellent. Very good.
And then I think we have a donation listing on the current events page, but it's the Snohomish Co-op.
Yeah. And we have an ongoing account there, so if anybody wanted to just call, they don't even have to go there. They just have to call in and give their Visa number over the phone, and they'll apply your money to our account, which would be really helpful.
Excellent.
We've gotten a number of donations of hay. We're really good on hay right now. Manure rakes is another thing we could use, is the plastic manure rakes.
Oh, okay.
Got a bunch of broken ones. It takes longer to use the ones that are broken.
Yeah, yeah. So manure
rakes. And volunteers.
And volunteers.
During the week, definitely during the week, volunteers, even if it's just for 2 hours, it makes a huge difference for us. It's, you can get a lot done in 2 hours, and that would be really helpful because we're really shy on volunteers during the week.
All right, and if people...
For people to volunteer on Saturdays for our work parties, we have more stalls that need to be redone. We're about halfway through the rest of the stalls, and so we would like to get those done before the rains get too heavy. So we're pushing on that. So work parties on Saturdays.
Now, you said work parties on Saturdays. Now, is it a particular Saturday during the month, or is it every Saturday?
Yeah. Every Saturday.
Okay, so anybody is available on a Saturday, they can come join a work party and help work on those stalls.
Absolutely. That would be wonderful.
Excellent. So if somebody wants to volunteer, if they're interested in lessons, if they just have questions and all of that, it sounds like the best thing to do is to call Dale, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And what number do we call?
425. 263.
263.
6390.
And if folks want to send a check, and of course I'm encouraging everybody to start thinking about the holidays already, but gift giving this Christmas season and holiday season, if you know somebody that loves horses, what a great gift to give as a donation to All Breed Equine Rescue in their name.
Exactly. That would be super.
Or to ask your friends to make a donation for you instead of getting you a gift. That's a great thing to do.
Yeah.
And because you can really use money.
Definitely.
And if people want to just stick a check in the mail, what's the mailing address?
2415.
116th Street Northeast.
Marysville, Washington.
That's Marysville, Washington.
98271.
And website address?
Website address is www.allbreedhorserezq.com.
Allbreedhorserezq.com.
Yep.
And if you missed that information, you can go to marthanorwalk.com, click on the shelter link on the left side of the homepage, and then you can work your way to the horses and find all the updated information. Now, I'm wondering, do you have any events going on this fall?
Well, we were going to have a Halloween party, but that didn't happen. We couldn't get it together in time. So our next event will be the Santa pictures with the draft horses.
Yeah, when is that going to be?
Probably at the end of November. We're getting the horses in November. They're being trained right now. They're being trained really well. They're being trained so that they can get down, bow down so you can get on them, and then when you get off of them, they'll bow down again so you can get off.
Wow, and so we're actually going to have Santa pictures on big draft horses?
Yes.
That's cool. And you're actually training the horses to bow down so the kids can get on and off them.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, we're real excited. They're being trained and to walk and walk and stop and everything without a halter or lead rope on. So they're getting some really good training.
Well, you have to let Dale know and anyone else who is taking care of publicity to make sure that somebody emails me with all the details so I can get this stuff on current events. Because if you're doing this the end of November, I don't want it to be too late by the time, you know, we talk the last Sunday of November.
Right, right.
But we don't have dates or times yet.
Right, we don't.
Okay. Well, you make sure that somebody knows to get me that information.
Absolutely.
Now, Gary's gone down to let his family in because we're not doing another rescue report here because it's Gary's last Sunday with Animal World.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
He's gonna take Sundays off now to stay home. He's got two kids under five, and no days to stay home with the kids, and so Sunday's gonna be his day with the kids, which we're really supportive of. But he just went down to let his wife Mary and the kids in, so they're gonna be joining us in the studio any minute, but until he returns, it's you and me, Suzette. And so while we're waiting for Gary to get back, I just want you to remind me. Now, you said, did you tell me you have 12 horses at the present time?
Yes.
And I'm wondering, are you getting many calls about horses that need rescuing these days?
We're getting a lot of calls, not so many that actually need a rescue. We're getting a lot of calls of people who just don't want to take care of their horses through the winter, which is really unfortunate. They're not really needy, so we're turning those away. We have a grain program where people can come get free grain to feed their horses. They just have to fill out a short application and they can get it.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, so the horses can stay in their own environment and still be taken care of.
Well, that's one of the hardships of winter is that, you know, horses that normally have pasture to eat don't have pasture to eat. And so people have to buy hay. And then, of course, you know, they also need to be supplemented with grain.
Yeah,
and that can get
hay for sale too.
Very expensive.
Yeah.
I was appalled when I heard the going prices of hay lately.
Oh, I know. Ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it makes it really tough for people to afford to take care of their horses.
Yeah.
So you're having people call you that just are saying, we just can't do it during the winter.
Well, they're not exactly that open about it.
Mm.
But because the horses, you can tell by the calls that's pretty much what they're doing, that they don't want to deal with it through the winter and feed it through the winter when they can't, you know, use the horse.
Yeah,
or anything.
That makes sense.
It could be sold, but the economy the way it is, you know, horses are going for really cheap. So
uh-huh.
I don't know.
Well, guess who has arrived? The family is here. Woohoo! This is too much fun. All right. Well, Suzette, it's your last chance to say goodbye to Gary.
Oh, Gary, you're a great guy.
He's got a handful
of being here every Sunday.
He's got a handful of Baker right now, which is but he can hear what you're saying. So at any rate, we're gonna close out here with Suzette, and then we're gonna take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we're gonna spend the rest of our time celebrating Gary. So I hope you'll stay with us. And Suzette, one more time, it is All Breed Equine Rescue. They're in Marysville. If you need to call them for lessons, to volunteer, or to find out how you can help, 425-263-6390. And you can check them out online at www.allbreedhorserezq.com. And if you just want to send them some money, they'd really appreciate it. 2415 116th Street Northeast in Marysville, Washington, 98271. Suzette, remember to fill me in on Santa pictures. Otherwise, we'll talk to you at the end of November.
Super. Thank you, Martha.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Take care, Gary. Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we're going to spend the rest of this time celebrating Gary. So stay with us. Animal Worlds continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and equine ligament therapy.
For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join their Facebook page for exciting announcements and the latest class updates.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150KKNW.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And with a tear in my eye, oh, and I shouldn't say that, so it's going to get really bad, Mary. it is our last Sunday with Gary Hill, who has been Animal World's production engineer for, gosh, going on 8+ years now. 8 years ago, August, we celebrated our anniversary together. Fortunately, Mary got him before I did, so it's only been my radio spouse. And but we've got the whole family here, and we're going to spend the rest of the show celebrating Gary. And I can't believe, well, Mary, say hi.
Hello.
Now it's Gary's lovely wife, Mary, and I can't believe how much Finley, how much you have grown up.
Yes, she's been
what
real.
A youngly, lovely young lady you've grown into. Do you want to say
can
hi?
Can you hear her? You can hear her with your headphones on, yeah.
You can hear me, huh?
Do you want to come say hi?
Yeah, we'll point the microphone in your direction.
Say hi to Grandma and Grandpa.
Grandma and Grandpa are listening.
Hi.
Hi. Isn't that cool?
There you go.
Hi, Grandma and Grandpa. And then we have, Baker. Too cute. Now, and Finley, do I understand it right that you're 4 years old now?
Yeah.
Wow. 4 years old. And are you at 4 years old, and maybe Mary, you can answer for fairly, either one of you can answer. Are you in school at 4 years old? Do you go to school?
I would like you to tell.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you'd like mom to tell?
Yeah, she has 3 day week preschool.
Yeah, but that's fun.
It is. She loves it.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like that. And then Baker, our little redheaded guy.
Here's a little redheaded tubby bubby.
He is too cute, and he's helping dad run the radio now. He's got the pen. He's got the
cloth. He's got a hold of the show sheet.
Oh, he's in hog heaven with the lights and the buttons and
everything.
We may go off the air at some point.
He's in now. Now, baby, now he's got the microphone.
Microphone.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Say something?
I want to get a microphone.
Okay, Finley wants to get a microphone.
Oh, that's Finley.
Hello.
Hey, all right. Very good, Finley.
Finley,
you know what?
I can hear you.
I think she's a natural. I think she's a natural. What a radio voice.
Do you want to tell everybody how old you are?
No.
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 Okay, sorry.
No. Okay, well, they decide you
want to.
You're out of luck. They can fill us in. They can fill us in. Now, do you know how old Baker is?
No.
How old is Baker?
One.
He's one. He just turned 14 months.
So he's 1 year plus a little bit.
Yep.
14 months. That's 1 year plus 2 months, I think, if my math is still
that,
good.
That is correct.
And now, does Baker talk, Finley?
I would like it.
I don't think this conversation is going to happen.
Well, it's all right, because we can still hear her, even though she's not that close to the microphone. Because if I can hear her in my headset, we can hear her, right?
Okay. And you can move the other one.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so it doesn't. You're doing good. So now, does Baker talk much?
No.
Oh well, that was him.
Well, he talks a lot, but not regular words yet, right?
No.
No, he can't really talk real good. He can make noise though.
Yes. Yeah. Like Dada.
Oh, Dada. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what you said first, Finley, when you started to talk? Did you say Mama?
I don't remember.
Dada. Nobody remembers.
Mama, Dada. It's written down somewhere.
Well, Baker's just adorable. Oh, and Finley, I saw great. Your dad showed me a picture of you a little earlier, of you in a pile of leaves.
Oh, do you remember when we went jumping in the leaves the other night?
Oh, and I saved some pictures for you. Have you ever seen a meerkat?
I don't know. Have you seen a meerkat? I don't
think
so.
This one's at the zoo.
Did you see the meerkats at the zoo?
We did.
I think you did. It was a while ago,
though. Okay, you might recognize this. And this one is looking in a pumpkin.
Let's see. Look, it's a meerkat and a jack-o'-lantern. He's peeking in. Maybe he wants to eat the pumpkin. I don't know.
And then I got to tell you, I had a wonderful story about an elk. Do you know what an elk looks like? An elk is like a big, huge deer with horns. I mean, with antlers.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that elk. And you know what it did?
No.
They couldn't figure out the elk was trying to climb in his water trough and digging. They didn't know what was going on. Well, he had to save a little marmot. So look at this.
Oh.
He pulled out a little marmot.
He was trying so hard to save that little creature, and he got it.
Yeah, and he got it. And then here's he's putting it down on the ground. Okay. And then here's what it looked like after it dried off. So that's pretty neat. That big elk saved that little marmot.
Isn't that neat?
Pretty neat, not eating it.
It looks like he's eating it, but he's just picking it up to put it down safely.
Ooh, and you know what? I saved you a picture of an eagle because I know you like freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Pretty cool, huh?
That one looks like it has both wings that are working well, doesn't it?
You know, Gary, I don't know why we didn't do this before. We could have just had Kid Day here on Animal World and talk about animal pictures.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
Hi, Dada.
Hi, Finley. I hear you.
Me too.
Pretty neat, isn't it? Wow. And you know what? Grandma and Grandpa can hear you too. Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
All right. So now Gary's got Baker in one hand and a banana in the other, and Baker right now is moving the microphone all over the place.
He's happy.
So let's find out, Mary, are you excited that Gary is going to now have Sundays off?
Oh, yes. It will be lovely.
Now, I had an idea. I thought that maybe Mary could go for spa day or something on Sunday, and Gary could stay home
idea.
With the kids.
Mama.
Oh, okay. Mama? I'm getting instructions on how to use the microphone.
Well, the closer you are to the microphone, the better,
okay.
Although it does pick up sounds around. If you can hear it in your headset, then we can hear it on the air. But the closer you are, the better.
Okay.
But so what do you think? That was my vote, is a spa day for Mary on Sundays.
I think that'll work.
Yeah?
For sure.
And but I bet you guys are all looking forward to having him home.
Oh, it's going to be really nice. Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, and we are so supportive of that. But we haven't had a chance to talk much with Gary about what he actually does when he's not here. And who knows if he's going to be able to talk at all at this point. But, because we know, let's see, we talked about he does the Mariners stuff.
He does, he does Mariners pre and post show.
And
what else?
Seattle U. University of Washington.
University
of Washington baseball. That's men's baseball, right?
Yeah. Seattle U basketball.
Seattle U basketball. And the Storm.
Yeah, he produces the Storm. Yeah.
University of Puget Sound football and basketball.
Wow. And
then that pesky little day job.
Well, yeah. Does your day job have anything to do with sports?
No.
Do you want to tell us what it is?
We're a company that builds affordable housing throughout the state of Washington.
Well, gosh, you actually do something good.
Yes, it is. It's a very good company. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great company. It's great people. Super wonderful.
Well, now, are you a builder?
I'm not a builder, no.
Okay. So what part do you play?
I play the IT role, the projects.
He does everything. Everything except the building kind of stuff. The everyday, keep the office running, IT.
He does everything except the show like I do, right?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
That would be Finley. Hey. Woohoo.
Is that funny?
Yeah. How fun is this?
I'm hungry.
You're hungry.
Oh,
okay.
Finley's hungry. Did we bring anything for Finley to
eat?
We
always have bags of food with us.
All right. Well, what do we got to eat?
Oh, boy.
What did we bring?
Baker's climbing
Baker's
on the board.
Baker's got a banana.
Sandwich, fruit, crackers. We'll have to look in the bags.
Well, what do you feel like eating, Finley? She doesn't know yet.
What would you like?
We can
sandwich.
Help you decide.
There's apples, there's grapes.
This is very cool.
Mm.
Baker's enjoying the microphone.
Yeah, he's got banana smashed all over his face.
And
he's silent. He's a little bit shocked, I think.
Yeah, he's kind of looking at me with those. He's like those that got that deer in the headlights look. Well, we're a fellow redhead. Baker, I used to have red hair when I was your age. Oh, big bite.
Yeah.
Big bite.
He likes the big bites.
Big bites of the nana. Oh, and now his little cheeks. He looks like a chipmunk now. Oh, you are just too cute. Oh. I'm glad they're yours and not mine.
But yeah, they don't tend to sleep much, as it turns out.
Well, Gary's eyes were kind of like at half mast this morning.
And
apparently, the other thing you have to... Well, of course, I've had to worry about this, too, because I do have children of my own. They just happen to be in cat suits.
Mm-hmm.
So I have little ruddy Abyssinian kittens, and they came with upper respiratory viruses.
Oh, yeah, we have that, too.
Okay, well, and when they came, then my other cats caught it, and so I've been treating everybody. So you've had the same thing going on at your house,
Yeah, and Finley woke up in the middle of the night with an ear infection, too, so she's in great shape.
You know what? And my Ping, the oldest of the two kittens... The upper respiratory virus affected his ears, and he got fluid in his eustachian tubes, and so he lost his hearing.
Oh.
Able to take care of that with some medication. Now, what's it like with kids hearing these days? I mean, I remember when I was younger and my friends had kids. That was a real issue, was those ear infections could be really...
She's only had one before, and she was quite young, maybe 1.5. And she got over it fine, and this one, I don't know, we'll see. But she said her voice was sounding funny to her in the car when she was talking, so that may be a bad sign.
Well, that means there's something clogged up in there.
Yep.
And of course, and I can even sort of remember when it was young and having earaches was not fun.
No, I've had one in my life, and it was very memorable. Very painful.
So, Marilyn, let's ask about you now. Are you a stay-at-home mom?
Yep.
Well, that's
what I do.
That's like a double duty job in itself.
It never ends.
Yeah. But you've got to be looking forward to having Gary around a little more.
Yeah, it'll be very nice to have more daddy time.
And that Baker is just too cute.
Although it turns out I just could have brought him in. I still seem pretty effective.
I should have sent him with you every Sunday.
Yeah, he could have just been here with you. And you might not have been able to talk much since he seems to want to play Tarzan on
the microphone.
Yeah, yeah. But he really is being quite well behaved. Now, and both of them are much better than the birds were earlier, because when we do, you know, the Mollywood Avian Sanctuary,
yes,
she's got cockatiels and cockatoos and
oh
all
my.
Of that. And we had birds screaming through the whole segment
yeah.
this morning. I mean, literally, they were screaming.
Oh,
there it goes flying. Oh, there's a big smile out of Baker. So this is going to be your Sundays from now on.
Yeah, playing with microphones and...
Yes. We should try to find some old equipment to take out of here. We would make Baker very happy.
Yeah,
he's liking this radio gig.
He's kind of a technology baby.
Yeah, are you going to grow up to be on the... Oh, that was... Oh, that's fun.
You little bear.
Oh, now he's laughing. Yeah, he's just... The microphone folks are on swinging, you know, kind of hinged... arms, and so he's taking a hold of it and swinging it around the room. Now he's going to eat it. You know, that
just in case it might taste kind of good.
Well, isn't he's at the age? Isn't everything in the mouth?
It's unbelievable. Yes,
yeah.
Unbelievable. Dirt, sand, anything disgusting.
It's
got to try it all out.
Finley at four. Has she outgrown that?
She never did it.
She never did.
She
it.
Never
well,
ever
girl.
Did it.
Good girl, Finley.
Can you say?
Yeah, you
got
the microphone.
What if Baker grew up to be a baker?
What if Baker grew up to be a baker? Then we'd have Baker, and it's kind of a funny joke in our family.
Well, that's true. Baker, and he could...
Baker the Baker.
Baker the Baker. Does he have any interest in baking yet? Do you know, Finley?
He likes eating.
Well, he likes to eat a lot, so...
He could be a baker. But he might want to be on the radio like his dad.
You never know.
Yeah. Does Finley know what she do? Finley, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, do you want to tell Martha kind of one of the things that you really love, which is similar to what Martha really loves?
I wonder if that's animals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Finley loves animals.
Especially dogs.
Especially dogs
especially
and cats.
Dogs?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. You should come and meet my kitties. And I'm going to get a new puppy soon.
Oh.
That'd be fun.
We love puppies, don't we?
Yeah.
We'll have a puppy one day, but not yet. Not until Baker's bigger.
Well, I got to get the kids raised enough and then bring in the animals. But you do plan, or you're going to have a puppy sometime?
Absolutely. Oh, we can hardly wait.
Yeah.
But Baker has to be at least three. That's Mama's.
Hello, I'm Finley.
Good, are you really? We would have never known that. Whoa.
Is that funny?
Oh, are you so cute? Oh, now.
Hello, Baker. Do you hear me?
He's on the floor now. It looks like Gary's lost him. We've lost control. Oh, and he's actually. Oh, now he's over with Mom. There he is. Now he can hear you.
He's toddling around.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
I wanna do it.
You wanna say something?
Oh,
yeah,
now he's gonna play
time.
With that microphone.
I wanna say something.
You wanna say something?
What do you wanna
would you like to say?
Hello, Dada.
Hello, Finley. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Huh?
I need a nose wipe.
Oh, okay. Oh, we need a nose wipe, Mom. That's very good. Now America knows that too. Oh, are you good now? You got a nose wipe? We're good?
I think so.
Let's do it.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, Baker loves avocado.
Oh, Baker loves avocados? That's cool.
You're silly.
I like avocados too.
Really silly.
Oh, you know what? I was at the grocery store the other day and I saw avocados like big as footballs.
Yum.
They came from someplace weird. Have you ever had an avocado that big?
Not that big.
They were at Fred Meyer. They were huge.
Hmm.
I'd never seen avocados that big.
Avocados on steroids.
Yeah. I figured they must have been genetically manipulated
yeah,
something
not good.
But I didn't buy one. Well, so Gary, while you happen to have the microphone free and all of that, I'm going to miss you.
I know. I'm going to miss you, too.
But
we'll come in and visit, though.
Well, yeah, I figured I'd tell you guys. Finley, I'll tell you whenever Freedom the Eagle's going to be here. Will you come in and visit when Freedom the Eagle is here?
We will, won't we?
Yeah.
Everybody's healthy. Hey,
yeah.
Even if we're not healthy, we come anyway.
I'll come anyway for freedom. We'll have to schedule freedom on a regular basis so we can get you and the kids. We really missed the boat, though, Gary. We should have been doing this more often.
I know. This is fantastic.
We wouldn't have had to plan anything.
Right.
We could have just played with kids.
Yeah. You may have lost your listenership, but
yeah.
Hey.
You know, I think everybody's enjoying it, too, because now we know what Gary's going to be doing on Sunday morning. It's going to be just like this at home. Of course, Finley, you're going to have him turn on the radio and listen to Aunt Martha, right?
Do you think we'll listen to Martha on Sundays?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Okay.
Oh, okay. It's okay with you? That would be good. So any other big plans once you're going to keep your day job and building affordable housing?
Yeah, I'll be around and come in and visit.
Hello, Dada.
Hello, Finley. We're doing a lot of that.
She is just adorable. And, I can't believe how much you've grown. And a lot less shy than she used to be. I know you said she's still shy, but
it's really fun to talk on the radio, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very fun. So this is it. This is our last day. And I know what I want to know. Are you guys going to go trick or treating tomorrow?
Do you want to tell people what your costume is?
What's your costume, Finley?
You don't want to tell?
No.
Okay. Finley is the man with the yellow hat, and Baker is Curious George.
Oh.
And the costumes are fantastic, if I do say so myself.
Dad, did Mom make the costumes?
Well, I didn't make them. I assembled them.
You
and
assembled
Grandma
them.
Helped get the parts. And there was one key Etsy order for a Curious George shirt.
Now, Curious George, wasn't he a monkey?
Yes.
I remember reading about Curious George when I was a kid.
Yes.
So he's still popular, huh?
Baker's a lot like a monkey at this
Baker
point.
Baker is a monkey.
So it's very fitting.
Well, you know, we really have similarities because, you know, my little ruddy Abyssinians, I call them dogs and monkeys in cougar suits.
Yeah.
So we sort of can relate to what each other's going through. Only mine are going to grow up in 18 months instead of 18 years, like what you guys have to deal with.
That's
oh, now
nice.
Gary's got Finley in his lap. So you can help run the radio station now. Pushing all those buttons. So Finley's going to be the man with the yellow hat?
Yep. That's Curious George's owner.
Oh, okay, because I was having trouble placing that.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so Finley's going to own Baker for a while.
Finley's going to be in charge.
And then Baker's going to be Curious George, so he has a little monkey outfit? Is he going to have a tail?
No, because curiously, Curious George does not have a tail, which technically means he's not a monkey, right?
Oh, yeah.
But he doesn't have a tail. No.
Huh. I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
But so Finley has a nice yellow hat?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the garbage.
And I was wondering when you said, you know, that it's going to be a while before you guys can have a dog. I remember that, Mary, I met with your folks years ago when they had a dog. And
that was before Finley was born.
Yeah.
Sleep. So it was probably 5 years ago?
Yeah, it was quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
And now, did they ever get another dog?
No.
So we don't even have a grand dog
in
the family.
No, we have no dogs in the family. Although we have wonderful dogs and cats as neighbors.
Oh, okay.
Who are super friendly.
Oh, that's neat. So they there are the ones that they can interact with.
Oh my gosh.
There.
We have a cat that lives near us who's like, it's like a dog in a cat suit. It's unbelievable. So patient. Just lies there, hangs out with the kids. They can pet. Baker can be a little bit too rough. The cat just hangs out. It's so friendly
what
and
a
sweet.
Blessing. How neat.
Yeah. It's really neat.
That's super. And of course, that's Mary licking her fingers because whatever the kids are eating is all over Mary. Oh, no. It's just so fun to watch parents with kids. Yeah, a little snacking noise. It's not the kids. It's parents cleaning up. And of course, Gary was eating the leftover parts of the banana and all of that sort of thing. So, and of course, now Gary's on the floor. That must mean that Baker is also on the floor. Is that the deal?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep Baker from turning off the computers that run all the equipment. So that's immediate.
It's a good
yeah.
goal.
So we've just discovered now that Gary can be on the floor and the microphone will reach all the way to the floor. We never realized that.
I know. We're learning so many things now.
Yeah. But, you know, it really is true, folks. Under the desk and on the floor, there are like gazillions of wires and stuff. I imagine that Baker could really wreak some havoc.
Yeah,
he
could get into a lot of no good here.
And,
he would be very happy.
Hello, Dada.
I don't know if that one's on, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah?
On.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on. Yeah, Dad is on the floor at the moment. Oh, she's putting on her headset now so she can hear. She has actually hoisted herself up in another chair in the studio. which is like Tyson.
Hello, Dada.
He can hear you, sweetie.
Hello, Dada.
Hello, Finley.
Hello. I cannot see you.
That's because he's on the floor with your brother. They're crawling around down there. And my goodness, and unfortunately, we're just about out of time, so.
Daddy has to actually work.
Daddy has to actually do something, and I gotta tell you that next week, we'll do some vet stuff. I've got some Pleckner updates and information to share with you. It's a Robin and Martha Sunday. Robin Alexis will be in. We'll tune into animal news stories around the world and find out what's really going on and what the animals have to say. And Mike Roberge will be taking Gary's place. And although he is irreplaceable, Gary, thank you for 8 years of just.